This is Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Everybody, welcome to 2025. Another year of board gaming, hopefully, for you and for us.
It is for us.
It's true. It is for us. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of talk about that. We'll talk about some things we got for Christmas, what we're looking forward to. Just wanted to first and foremost kind of apologize. We took December off just because I think we just kind of needed just to kind of relax. Because year has been kind of exhausting. The month of December actually was pretty exhausting for us, because we've got a young man that's in high school that's in wrestling, and we travel to see him and stuff like that. So that packed with just trying to work and also be a functioning adult it's tough. So we had to take December off, but we're back with another episode of the MFG Cast talking about board gaming stuff. So,
ta-da!
Yeah. So we kind of kicked in the door of 2025 with a bang, actually. We haven't been able to have our regular Wednesday night gaming, which you normally do with our board gaming group, but we actually decided we had a Saturday off, which is lucky for us because wrestling kind of takes up that whole thing. And so we decided to have our gaming group over, and we wanted to play actually a couple of games.
Well, and it was nice because due to it being winter time,
mm-hmm.
and the holidays, everyone always gets sick.
Yeah, that's true.
So we had canceled the last several board game nights.
For too. Sure.
So this was kind of like a re-meet up with friends.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, that was my nice. Little side note.
No, it's okay. So we wanted to, one of my big ideas is I know that old podcast partner Mike had actually talked about he'd wanted to play Ark Nova because me and him had played it quite a while ago and then just kind of hadn't been able to get back to it. And we knew it was kind of like a big involved game. So, you know, I thought since we're having people over on Saturday that it'd be kind of fun to play this game. And we thought we'd be able to play a couple of games of that plus another game or something like that, or maybe one game of it and then a couple of other games. But it took us all day to play that game, which is kind of funny because normally on the box, I think it says it takes 1.5 to 2.5 hours, which is a long time in itself. But we, Mike had to teach it to Tracy and to our other board game compatriot, Jason, but also like, I had to relearn it too because I haven't played it since me and Mike played it a while ago. I remember some of the things, but not everything. So,
Mike had to learn bits and pieces of it too.
Yeah. But the one big thing that he was excited about is that he actually had the app of Ark Nova, so he had been playing it, so he remembered some of the things. But it's a little different once you're playing it in real life too, because you have to set everything up, you have to explain rules. If anybody has questions on rules, like we had plenty of questions on rules and what things did during the game, it kind of slows things down. So we invited the boys over to play at 11 a.m. We didn't get to the game until, 1:30, you said, I think?
It was around 1 or something like that. But, you know, everyone kind of strolled in 11 after 11 or whatever. And
Yeah, we were having conversations about, you know, our Christmas and other things and stuff like that. We actually also break for lunch because we had them earlier. So we're like, well, we're going to feed you, you know. And I'm pretty sure. What time did we end up being done with that game?
I don't know. Today, like, probably.
I think like around 6, I think. I think it was like 6 p.m. So it took us all day, basically, to play it. It was a great experience. If you don't know what this game is, Ark Nova is a game by Capstone Games where you're basically building your own individual zoo. by putting certain animals in your zoos. And there's just so many ways to play certain actions during this game. You have action cards that do certain things.
You have to build certain structures that are big enough for the animals, that are certain types of structures that'll accommodate specific animals, and they have to be placed in specific spots on your board, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. And then we did decide that we wanted to play it again, so we cleaned up bits and pieces of it, and we set it up again because we'll play it on Wednesday when they come over again for game night.
Yeah.
But I was kind of floored and I wasn't disappointed that they came over to play or anything, but I was disappointed that we played one game.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I would have been fine if we played that one game twice or something like that, but, like, I'm like, game day!
Mm-hmm.
To me, game day is like, let's play several games.
Yeah.
And let's not just play one game for a million years.
Yeah, 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 for sure. But still, it was nice playing that game. I really enjoy that game.
It was.
I can see why it's highly rated. Like, they've thought a lot of different things. Like, the cards explain all the animals, and it just has such great detail. It plays so well. Like, you know, but like Tracy said, it would have been nice to play a couple more games than that, but it was just nice to be able to get together again with everybody and play, because, you know, it had been so long to do that.
Right.
Another thing we did is we actually also had a little board game exchange between each other for Christmas. So we were able to give and receive some awesome games that I'm really excited to play. So it was nice. We were able to give Jason Ascension Tactics, which is a little more beefed up version of Ascension. Jason is really into deck building games, and so we thought we would find a deck building game that we thought he'd be into. He's already played the original Ascension with us, but we decided to get one of the expansions or the standalone games, basically.
Well, and we knew he would get sucked in on the art, too. Mm-hmm. And that was legit. The first thing he said as soon as he opened it was, the art. So
yeah, because it
always, I think we nailed it.
Because I think before he saw a game and he's like, I really like to hire this artist to make something for me, and I think that's interesting.
That was Glow.
Yeah, yeah, I that's right, that's cool. Right. Yeah, and it's interesting to be like to think that, because I would never think that. So that's cool.
No, but that was really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
We ended up getting Mike. Oh, what is that?
Well, the biggest thing. Let's take a step back on Mike.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with Mike is that Kurt and Mike have had conversations about adding to collections through expansions.
Mm-hmm.
So if it works for the game, because there's some expansions that big deal, whatever. And so originally we had gotten Mike the expansion for Ark Nova, the ocean one. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have it on his list, but he had it. So, and that was because Mike and Kurt had played last week, and so we had given Mike his gift already, and so we had enough time to get him another one, and so we got him the expansion for Meadow.
Yeah.
And so he was really excited about that, because he didn't even know they have them.
Mm-hmm. Which was cool. That's always cool, giving something away or giving something to someone that they don't know exists, you know. Yep. they'd be excited about.
And then we got him another small box game. Do you remember what that one
was? It was a Red Raven card game, and for some reason now I'm blanking on the name.
Yep, I don't remember it.
But
I wrapped it.
Yeah, he was really excited to play that one as well. He's like,
I can see it.
Yeah, it's like a storytelling. It's Isle of Night is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's really excited to play that. So that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got a couple of games from Jason and from Mike ourselves. We got Jason actually went on this website, and I forget what the website
Enchanted
was called.
Enchanted something.
Enchanted Night or something like that, I think is what it's called. I don't know for sure.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, okay. But anyway, it has kind of like games that you couldn't normally find anywhere else and that kind of thing.
Well, he said he was reading a Reddit thread. What games can you get for board gamers that have all the board games? So, like, what games are guaranteed, not guaranteed, but what games are hopefully guaranteed that a big board gamer doesn't have in their collection. And so he was directed to this website. And so he actually bought us a game on there, and he bought Mike a game on there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what ours is?
Yep. It was Escape the Dark Sector. It's kind of like a deep space kind of horror kind of game or whatever. So that was cool. And then,
I never heard of it.
No. I don't. Why did I say no? I've actually seen it. It's actually at that at one of the board game shops that's a bit of a drive from us, but I've seen it there, and it looked really cool. I just never nice. Looked into it. And then I think the one that Mike got from Jason is called Cult of the Deep, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, by BA Games. That's another game that I've heard of that looks really cool, and that I think I've heard is pretty good. So
yeah, neither one of us has those in our collection, so he did a really nice job.
Yeah, for sure.
He was so stoked. Yeah. He was so stoked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, that's the thing, is like, you know, trying to get the game for Board Gamer that has everything. Like, even us, like, we went on Mike's Board Game Geek page and saw that he didn't have the Ark Nova expansion on there, and then we got it for him, and he said, I have it anyway.
But
like,
we are terrible with updating our stuff.
Yeah,
too,
we are too. We need to get better on that.
And then Mike got us a Cascadia Roll and Write.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike also got us
Unmatched, I can't remember which one it is, but it's a Marvel Superheroes one where it's got like Squirrel Girl, Marvel Girl, and I can't think of the third superhero. But yeah, I'm really excited to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he got Jason a Cascadia Roll and Write, also a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they can be paired together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike also got Jason Marvel Zombies Heroes Resistant.
Yeah.
It's a zombie side game.
Yeah, which I have not played, but the people that play those games speak very highly of them.
Yeah, so he was like over the moon. He did a post and said, oh my gosh, I got games now. I got games for a collection, which is funny because he does have a couple games.
Yeah, that we even got him too. Didn't we get him Space Base one time for Christmas? I feel like we did, or maybe he got it from somebody else.
We might have gotten him something, yes, but I think maybe he meant like to add to his collection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he said he has like a Star Wars big, one of the Star Wars big games, and he also has like Pandemic or something.
Oh,
like
we got him that Star Wars deck building game. That's what we got him.
No, but that's not what I mean. He has like the one with the figures and stuff, I think.
Yeah, like X-Wing or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I think it was just to kind of enhance his board game collection, too, so he was really excited to mm-hmm. be able to...
Yeah.
To be able to do that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
The one thing you missed with yesterday in gaming was after they left, you and I sat and we played on Board Game Arena.
Oh, I think I wanted to forget that.
I wondered if you didn't want to talk about that. But we did that. We don't have to talk about it.
I was just kidding. Yeah, we played a couple of games. What did we play? We played
Sea Salt and Paper
and two more games. What other games did we play?
Castles of Burgundy.
Castles, yep.
And Spots.
Spots, that's right. Yep, that's right.
Couldn't think of it.
Yeah. I like that Board Game Arena is starting to get a lot more games because there's a lot more games that we've played on there, so it's nice to be able to just go and play a game that you've played instead of trying to learn a new game. Because sometimes it's hard to do that on Board Game Arena, but it's not that bad. But I just like playing sometimes, just getting into a game.
But you don't have the setup time.
Yeah, that is true.
But it was funny because once I was trying to log the play on Spots, I was like, I can't find it in our BG Stats. But we hadn't logged a play in there yet, so we didn't have it in our inventory on our games.
Which sucks
because which is weird.
We played that a lot when we first got it, so it sucks that we
weren't dedicated to logging stuff on there either.
I thought we were at the time, but
maybe not when we got that game.
Mm, yeah.
Because that was for Christmas or something last year?
Mm, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, we if we go kind of off track a little bit, because we're always really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of BG Stats, they did the 2024 recap of BG Stats. And so we recapped our year of play, where before we talk about that, we obviously didn't meet our camp, like our goal or what do they call it? Your campaign or something that you set up for
yourself?
Something
like that, yeah.
which was playing games from A to Z, and we tried to pick them that games that we wanted to weed out of our collection and or play again. So we didn't finish that, which stinks.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm not surprised. I don't think we've ever finished one that we've set.
No.
Oh, it's a challenge.
Challenge, yeah. We should, like, set something that's, like, really easy, so that maybe if we get into the groove, maybe then it would spark us to do more.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I just looked at it. We were 50%, which is actually not bad.
No.
So there's 26 letters in the alphabet. We played 13. Some of the games we played multiple times. And setting up that challenge allowed us to play games that we had in our collection that we had not played.
Yeah.
So, like, if I just look, we played Glow. We'd never played that. We played Canvas. It brought Broom Service back to the table, which we hadn't played in ages.
Yeah.
We played Merlin for the first time. Oh My Goods. We'd played that, like, years and years and years ago, but we actually played it ourselves. Learned it and played it. Skate Summer. I mean, it did cause us to actually bring some of those games to the table.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, maybe we talk about setting up some sort of challenge and not actually, like, advertise it for a little bit.
Maybe so then when we fail, we don't have to fail publicly?
I mean, you know, you and I had talked about playing games that we haven't actually, that we've owned that we haven't played.
Yeah.
Or opened.
Yeah.
But, boy, I digressed in my initial conversation on that.
Yeah.
Which was BG Stats, if you have that, they did a whole being able to view and share your 2024 stats. If you haven't done it yet, it's not out there for much longer. It's only out there until the 15th of January. But it kind of breaks down the games you played the most times and how many plays you had for the year, how many different games you played, how many different players you had, how many different places you played. And then what I think is really cool is the amount of designers for the games, that the different designers that you had. So, like, for us, what kind of threw us off and we were really surprised about is we played games from 99 different designers this past year, or 2024. That's the past year, I guess, right? And we played 91 games.
Yeah, which if you look at that, then, you know, we talk about that challenge that we had, and we didn't really do that well. But we played 91 games. Like, that's...
Considering how busy life was.
Yeah.
Between all the sports and me kind of ditching out, trying to work on my side gig and things like that, and just life in general, like, 91 games is good.
Yeah.
And, like, we shared this on our local board game page, and, like, to be honest with you, we were pretty comparable to some people.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty proud.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to see that accomplishment, and I think that's why I think having that app is worth it, because, again, you get to track all these games, you can kind of study, like, oh, how have I done in this, you know, what can I do better, that kind of thing, but you also, like, see, like, what you've accomplished, which is great. Like, that should be a thing that, you know, you should always look at and be like, okay, you know, hey, maybe I didn't play, you know, a crap ton of games. But, like, not, again, 91 games through a whole year, that's a lot. It really is.
Well, and it kind of becomes like a, now that we've been tracking them, it becomes like a habit. Like, I skipped out on playing games with you and Mike on Wednesday because I was tired. I had a long day and stuff. But as soon as you guys finished playing on Wednesday, you texted me because I have the app on my phone, and you told me the score so I could log your play.
Yeah.
Whether I played or not, you're always telling me so that I can log them.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think it's just we're definitely building the habit to be able to log them, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the locations we have, too, like, for us to play on Board Game Arena last night, one of the locations I added was Board Game Arena. So we know, I mean, Board Game Arena tracks our plays and stuff like that, but we're tracking them in BG Stats also.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was my little side journey that I took you guys on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that you're right. Like, again, saying it out loud, but not also committing to it. Like, I feel like the playing the games that we haven't played here, I think would be a good challenge for us. You know, we don't have to set like, oh, it has to be 10, it has to be 50, whatever. It's just, you know, I think that's a good goal to just be like, hey, you know, we bought these games for a reason. Let's get them to the table.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's awareness for us, too, to see what we have out there. Because we have them scattered throughout our entire space. So to see which ones we have out there that are not even opened.
Yeah.
Would be great. Like, Meadow is a perfect example. Like, we got Mike the expansion to Meadow. And we know about Meadow. Or you know about Meadow because Mike brought it over for you to play. And you fell in love with it. So what does Tracy do? Tracy says, oh, you think that game's cool? Do you think I'll like that game? Yeah, Tracy, I think you'll like that game. Okay, let's buy it. Guess what? We haven't played it. I haven't played it. I look at the box and I think, oh my gosh, that's so cute. But I haven't played it.
Yeah. And one of the things
that... And that's been a year, probably.
Yeah. And one of the things that our board game group had actually talked about as well is that maybe it'd be okay every once in a while to play a game more than once. You know, not just be like, okay, let's play this game and then forget about it. Because again, between all four of us, we have a lot of games, really. A lot of games. So it's easy to just be like, okay, well, let's get to the next one, or let's get into something else, or, oh, I got this game from whatever, or you bought me this game, so let's try this. Like, it'd be nice to be able to get used to something like we did with, like, Ark Nova when we played it on Saturday. We're like, okay, now that we kind of know what we're doing, let's play it again to see if we're going to play it differently and maybe learn from the mistakes we made in the past game.
Well, and I actually almost suggested that we play it on Board Game Arena last night.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, I don't know if I have the energy for this. That's why...
Because even online, it's going to take a bit to play it.
It is. Yeah. And so I didn't know if I wanted to play it last night.
But
that's something that maybe we can do, too. We don't own the game, so we could play it on Board Game Arena.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. So that's another way to get used to the game. So, you know, just kind of going off of that, like with our board game, or with Board Game Arena, a lot of times when we play, we'll get together with John, and it'll be the three of us, and we'll be like, okay, well, there's these couple of games that we would kind of normally play because we like to play them with each other. So it's like, it's like almost a tradition to be like, okay, we're going to play our regular game of Castle of Burgundy. So it's like, all right, let's play that. And now that Orleans is on there now, and that's my favorite game, I'm like, okay, can we play a game of this, you know? And I know that we all like that game a lot, too. So it's not something where it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I don't really feel like playing it today or whatever. Unless it's like we're only playing a couple of small games because we have to go somewhere or something like that. Or someone doesn't have enough time. But, yeah, that avenue, the online avenue, is a great way to play games multiple times to get used to the game and get used to strategies and what you want to do. Maybe even think of a new strategy or do something else different, you know, that kind of thing. So one of the things, and it's funny, I don't know why this is just kind of popped into my head, but I think it's because I've been thinking about it lately. I've just been really excited to just get used to playing the games that we have. No, talking about getting the new games that we just got and stuff like that, those are great. They're always great. But I feel like I'm getting away from more of the, oh, I'm excited about what's coming out, what's new and stuff like that, which I'll still have.
But really, honestly, we haven't been crazy about buying games.
No.
At all. No. Like, you got some from Christmas. I didn't get any for Christmas outside the ones we just talked about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I got you some for Christmas. Your dad got you... What, one for Christmas, maybe?
Yeah.
So, I feel like we're not we're kind of hauling ourselves away from being like, here's a whole giant list of all the games that we want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want to learn things. We don't need to have all the hotness.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I feel like with however many games we have, you know, I don't want to get inundated with more. You know, I want to play the games that we have. And, you know, and we've been done the thing, too, where we've been like, okay, there's some games we need just to get rid of because they're just sitting on our shelves collecting dust and we're not playing them.
And or we don't really find a passion for them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more of it than just them collecting dust.
Yeah. But, so it's just nice to be able to get into that thing where it's like, okay, now we can just get used to the games that we have, or, you know, get into the games that we have that sit on our shelf that we, you know, we have yet to play and be like, okay, these are cool or whatever, you know, like talking about the games that we played that are on that alphabet list, like playing Glow. I was excited about the art and kind of hearing about what it was. And then I saw that it wasn't like super ranked high on BGG, but I still was like, this, I feel like this would be fun to watch or fun to watch, fun to play. And when we got to play it, I was like, wow, this is like really surprised me about how much I like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and maybe it was ranked higher in BGG when we first got the game, but we've had it sitting in our collection for a long time.
We have. Yeah. Yeah. And again, that shouldn't matter. Because like we've talked about, like, there's a lot of games that are on like the list for like, oh, this is like a highly rated game. And I'll be like, I'll never play this. You know, like there's like Twilight Struggle. That's like one of the top games on BGG. And I'm like, yeah, it's two player. It's a long game. I would never play it. You know, there are other games that people are excited about that I'm like, it's just not my thing. You know, and I'm not one of those people that goes on Board Game Geek and shits on something just because someone else likes it. You know, so. But, yeah. It'll be nice to get in back into doing a little bit more board gaming. I feel like we've had a little bit of a break now where I'm excited to get back into it and really get into playing some fun games again.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. What are you doing for board gaming? You know, are you sticking to your old trusty games? Or is there something new you're excited about? Let us know. We are on Blue Sky, MFGcast on Blue Sky. We're also MFGcast family, or I think it's just MFGcast now. I think I changed it on Instagram. Yeah, just getting the conversation. We're going to be getting into some of our back into some of our role playing again. We've got D&D coming up here pretty soon. We're going to be starting a new game that me and some of my friends are going to be writing called Junked. It's going to be a space role-playing game. We're going to play that eventually, but right now we're in the midst of kind of coming up with the rules and how we want it to look. So make sure you catch us for that. Also, you can check out our YouTube for other things as well. All right, so hopefully we can bring you some more board game goodness, some more RPG goodness in the future here. But until next time, I am Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.